Chapter 3. A Little Girl. Eventually, Nello told his secret to another person. That person was a little girl who lived nearby. Her name was Alois. She lived in a red mill. Her father, Bas Coges, was the miller. He was quite a rich man. Little Alois was a pretty girl. She had dark eyes and bright rosy cheeks. Little Alois often played with Nello and Patrasche. They gathered daisies and berries in the field. They went up to the old gray church together. They ran in the snow. Alois was the richest little girl in the village. People in the town dreamed that their sons would marry her. When Nello, Alois, and Patrasche were in the fields, Nello drew a portrait of Alois. At that moment, Bas Coges was walking through the field. When he saw Nello and Alois there, he became very angry.
"Alois," he called out. "Why are you playing here? Go home quickly."
Bas Coges then picked up the drawing of Alois. Nello's face turned red. "I draw everything I see," he said.
"Here, I'll give you this silver coin for your drawing. I think spending your time drawing things is foolish. But I do like this picture a lot."
"Please, take this drawing as a gift," Nello said. Nello walked away across the fields. "I could have seen the Rubens paintings with that money," he said to Patrasche, "but I just couldn't sell her picture." Bas Coges returned to his mill that night.
"Nello shouldn't play with Alois so much," he said to his wife. "He's 15 years old now, and she's 12. In a few years, he'll probably want to marry her. He's just a poor boy who's never been to school."
"But he's a good and honest boy," said his wife.
"I agree," said the miller. "But he spends all of his time drawing. He'll never be a landowner like me. Listen to me. You keep that boy away from Alois. If not, then I'll send her far away to a convent."
The next day, she told Alois not to play with Nello anymore. Alois, however, didn't listen to her. A few days later, Alois went to see Nello as usual. When she put her hand in his, Nello said,
"No, Alois. We shouldn't make your father angry. He doesn't want you to play with poor boys. He is a good man. We should obey him."
Nello was very sad to say this. The world was an uglier place without her. From then on, Nello would never stop at the mill. When walking to town, he would pass right by it without even looking. The boy no longer had a friend in the world, except Patrasche. And he was poor. There was nothing in the world that could change that. Old Jehan Das often said to him,
"We are poor. We must take what God sends. The poor can't choose."
The boy always listened in silence. But in his heart remained a small, sweet hope. A hope that he may one day be rich and famous.
"Sometimes the poor can choose," he said when he was alone with Patrasche. "They can choose to be great. Then people can no longer say no to them."
He talked to Patrasche until late that evening about what a great artist he would be. Nello believed in the future. When the boy and the dog came home, old Yehan said,
Nello, today is Alois's birthday, isn't it? Why aren't you at the party?
You're too sick, Grandfather. I can't leave you alone.
Nonsense! Have you had an argument with Alois?
Not at all. To be honest, Baz Kojas didn't invite me this year. I don't think he likes me.
But surely you didn't do anything wrong.
No, I drew a picture of Alois, that's all.
The old man sighed. He had never been to school, yet he understood the world too well.
You are very poor, my boy. So poor.
Yes, but I will be rich, he said, in the future.
And he believed it.